Today, when it comes to money matters with Frances Easton, we're talking about the dreaded conversation of money. You know, it's often at the start of a relationship, whether you're young or whether it's your second time round or for some even your third. You know, you talk about, are we having kids? Is that even a thing anymore? Where are we going in the future? Whose place are we going to live in? Who will sell their place when we move in together, or will you rent it out? But does the conversation of money and how you spend money come up? Frances Easton says it's something very important that really should be made a priority when a relationship starts.
Yeah, exactly right, Tiggs. I certainly think that my advice would be for any young couple or any couple actually going to marriage is sit down and actually talk about your finances before you get married. Surprisingly, many don't even know their partners have debts when they get married.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's being the communication. It's always anything in life with any relationship. Good communication is a good relationship. I'd like to think love can conquer all. But when it comes to money, it's a pretty emotional topic.
Mm. If you're a person who does have debts, though, it can also be embarrassing, can't it?
Yeah, certainly can. And that's why so many people obviously don't disclose those things to their partners, because it's probably giving a true reflection of, living beyond your means.
When you're having that conversation, what are the important things to bring up?
Yeah, I think firstly to understand what your current positions are as individuals, and you're going to be wanting to bring those things together. So yes, understanding your debts and your assets, but also more importantly, even not thinking about the dollar terms, is how do you actually feel about money? You know, what has been your past experience with money? Because money is such a childhood thing. All our habits do come and stem from childhood. So are you a spendthrift or are you a saver? You know, if one's a save and one's a spendthrift, you can imagine that can be very conflicting when it comes to marriage.
A joint bank account is something that can also get really complicated, yep. Yeah?
Yes, definitely. And certainly, you know, it comes back to the individuals and the couples, how they feel about that. It's not rare to see someone who has individual bank accounts, because they're actually operating from a financial point of view individually. But certainly most people will do joint accounts, and I suppose it's really important about knowing how you're going to manage and control those joint accounts.
And what about home loans? Because again, they're often in two names, and then if one's contributing and one isn't contributing, or the relationship goes south, it can just, wow, the complications.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's really important before you even get married, talking about your goal setting. So if we know that one's a spendthrift and one's a spender, how are you going to control that approach? Certainly there's ways around being able to control, you know, funding the mortgage, etc., but also the ability to give a little bit of freedom for that spender to be able to go and do things they want to do. So it's really knowing with vision as to what both want to achieve, and being able to come into a bit of compromise like any relationship.
Do you, in your experience, see people change? You know, that a spendthrift gets together with a saver who, you know, 10 years later when you're seeing them still as part of your job, it's switched, or they've all come to a level playing field? How does that work?
It's a good question, Tiggs. I think a lot of time it's quite habitual. And like I said, you learn from childhood money. And we've visually seen that how our actual parents and adults have managed money in the past. So it's hard to get rid of habits, but certainly with a vision and understanding where you both want to get to, and if that's more important to you, certainly a spendthrift can turn to a spender if that's really important to achieve that goal.
With where the credit cards and things, you know, that's something that, for example, my mum growing up didn't ever have to experience. If they didn't have the money, they couldn't afford it.
Yes.
And then you get the generation where it's like swipe, 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 swipe. Where are we at now?
Yeah, certainly it's very much challenging out there. The debt levels in Australia are quite considerable. 3/4 of the Australian nation have debt of some level. And certainly I think those cards make it a lot easier for people to consider just spending. So look, the big golden rule for financial advice is, first and foremost, don't spend beyond your means. So don't spend more than you earn. And if you can get that right, effectively you're on the first journey to getting things right for yourselves.
There you go. Some thoughts from Frances Easton from Allman Partners. Now, please do also remember that advice is of general nature, and anything discussed, if you would like more information on your personal situation, please seek the advice of your preferred financial advisor or accountant. ABC Local Radio Queensland.